This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The United Kingdom, the point of view of Joseph Sternberg, the political economics columnist, Wall Street Journal editorial board, watching not only London, but also the continent during the crisis of the Ukrainian war, but most especially the crisis of winter coming on without adequate energy sources. Joe, it's wonderful to have you back. We missed a great deal of anxiety, but it continued enough so that we can touch on it now with new anxious moments. I begin, however, not in London, we'll get there, but in Germany. Your most recent column points to what you'd have to say, a complete change of heart in Germany. Complete. Because when we last spoke, Germany was entertaining reopening some coal-generating electricity plants. Germany was entertaining keeping two of three nuclear power plants that are still online continuing. Germany was also entertaining building degassification mobile sources at their borders in lieu of the permanent structures that'll be constructed over the next 2 years to bring in liquefied natural gas. But at no point do I remember touching upon fracking, natural gas from fracking. The surprise to me is Germany has natural gas, along with a lot of coal that they worked in the medieval and Renaissance times. They have natural gas. What is the state of fracking in Germany? Is it an honest conversation, or is this a political tool? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John. Well, I mean, it is a conversation that is just at its very early stages right now, because I think, you mentioned just a moment ago how surprising it is to think that Germany could be sitting atop gas reserves, given that we're in the middle of a German and a European energy crisis that is triggered largely by Germany's dependence on Russian gas. But those reserves are there, particularly toward the north of the country. And I think that this is part of this bigger story that you and I have talked about over the months since the Ukraine war began in February, that I think that the impending energy crisis is setting in motion a lot of debates that Germany had managed to put off to the side or had not had for a long time. So I think that one of those debates has been about nuclear power and sort of whether they need to revisit their phase out of nuclear. But the next thing that I think might be coming into focus is fracking, where you're starting to have some politicians say, well, hang on a sec, why are we leaving this gas in the ground? Our economy needs it. We're not going to be in a position for renewable generated electricity to be a substitute anytime soon. We actually need molecules of gas for large sections of our economy, and many of those gas molecules are under our own terrain. And so I think that this is Germany is very late to this debate. When they've talked about it previously, it's been in the vein of efforts to ban fracking because they were concerned about seismological activity or groundwater contamination, much of which is much less of an issue with more modern fracking techniques. But I think that the key point is just that the debate is starting to happen at all.
If Germany is moving in this fashion, and your column is very careful in presenting the personalities, Germany is also moving in directions, and many that are anticipated will be necessary, such as subsidies I read from the most recent news. This is Berlin within hours. Germany can weather a winter gas shortage caused by Russia's war on Ukraine, provided companies and households pull together. This from Chancellor Olaf Scholz. EU ministers were gathering in Prague later this week to seek progress on price cap and other measures after Russia slashed its supplies. This introduces the controversy of the moment with Germany at the center of it. Germany's planned heavy spending to shield its citizens from the full impact of soaring energy costs has caused unease among some countries in the 27-nation EU. In other words, Germany always in the argument, Joe, always in the explication of what is to be done. If Germany will turn to coal, if Germany will turn to fracking, if, big ifs. At the same time, Germany doesn't want to give up its advantage over its neighbors by subsidizing its public and not sharing in the subsidy cap throughout the EU. What do you measure about this German go it alone? Is this something that can be solved, or is this just the nature of Germany's supremacy?
Well, I think there are a bunch of overlapping problems here, and some instances where I'm a bit sympathetic to the Germans and some instances where I'm definitely not. So I think that the overarching problem is that to a certain extent, you just need the molecules of gas coming in, because there are large parts of Europe's industrial base, of Germany's industrial base, that are set up to burn natural gas and nothing else. There are large home heating neighborhood networks that are built up, set up to burn gas, where it's not easy for them to burn other fuels. A lot of these electricity is not necessarily a replacement. So, and the difficulty is that there is no easy way to get more molecules of gas into the system quickly. Fracking is a potential solution, but it would take several years for that to come online. These liquefied natural gas terminals that Germany is going to build to make it easier to import gas from sources other than Russia, that's an important part of the picture, but those can't come online instantly. They take time to build. So you then have this conversation about subsidy policy. There are two dimensions on that. First off, you can sort of solve this problem by cutting back on your consumption. Here is where I think that other Europeans are justified in being irritated with Germany, because we're in this mess because Germany made a political decision over the warnings of many people during many years to make themselves very dependent on Russian gas. And now they are arguing that everyone needs to ration in one form or another so that Germany can keep core parts of its industrial base going. And that is kind of a sensible argument, given how important Germany is to the Eurozone economy. You can imagine how it rankles Italian households or Czech households who are being asked to turn down their thermostat for the benefit of Germans who didn't have a smarter energy strategy. But the other thing that you can do is the subsidies. And I think that part of the frustration here is that because Germany has traditionally been more fiscally responsible, and has come into this energy crisis with lower levels of government debt and a smaller government fiscal deficit, Berlin just has more fiscal running room to offer energy price subsidies now. And so you will detect in this debate irritation from governments like Italy that have tended to be much more profligate, who are kind of annoyed that they've left themselves without the same kind of running room that Germany has to offer the subsidies.
Specific to Germany, you in your column entertain the three parties in the coalition, the Green Party, the Free Democrat Party, and the Social Democrat Party. And you measure Mr. Scholz's Social Democrats and Mr. Habeck's Greens are against fracking. And that makes two out of three, and therefore thumbs down. But Joe, the puzzle here is, if the Greens will go along with coal, why not fracking? What is the anxiety? I've seen some polling numbers that you make clear to us are that the German public might not be well informed about fracking.
Well, I think that there are a couple issues here. I mean, one is just a deep philosophical objection to fossil fuels, and I, especially in the Green Party, don't underestimate how strong that is. And you're absolutely right that it doesn't make any sense that this ends up having the effect of causing them to prefer dirty burning coal over clean burning gas. But I think that their ideological or environmental conviction here is that, you know, the coal can be a short-term solution, but once you start fracking, you're stuck with a natural gas-consuming economy forever. Now, I think that they are wrong about that. What you actually have is either natural gas forever or coal forever, because we're not going to get rid of the fossil fuels. But I think that a lot of environmentalists and environmental parties in Europe are still in denial about that. So I think that that is a big part of the issue. And then that also comes colored with the kind of NIMBY-ish opposition that you get that is related to fears about seismological activity or groundwater, a lot of which is not well grounded at all in the actual science, but it still sounds like a very emotive issue and is the kind of thing that will give voters pause who haven't stopped to educate themselves yet about what's actually going on.
Joseph Sternberg, writing political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He is a member of the editorial board. He's based in London. We've started in Berlin, where the argument continues. We now go to London, where the argument is getting louder and louder because the IMF has spoken, downgrading the whole planet. But right now, London is especially sensitive to a downgrade with a new government in place. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Milo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.